sugar. Oh, honey, honey, you are my candy girl, and you got me wanting you. Honey, oh, sugar, sugar.
We had honey on last time.
I know.
You just can't get honey off your mind, can you?
No, not at all.
You're right. I was going to say something else. But Eric had his finger on the dump button. Don't you dare say that. Right, Eric?
Don't you dare, Dave.
Don't I dare. But, yes, where were we? Honey is always... I like honey, by the way.
I like honey.
Do you like sugar?
yeah, sugar. But I like honey on cornbread.
But she's got a fiancé.
Right? Cornbread?
Yeah, cornbread, yeah.
And in tea, I love it with peach and ginger tea, right? How about you, Eric? Do you like honey?
I do.
How about the honey from bees, though?
Sugar, sugar.
I like that, too.
How about the birds and the bees?
You know, I have organic.
Birds and bees. Bees bite. Bees sting, and birds are annoying. I got pigeons sitting in my room.
Oh, you do?
I will tell you, I have some delicious organic honey from the Big Island of Hawaii.
See, now you let the song run out because I want to, like, you know, honey and jam. It's like, pour a little sugar on it, baby. All right. Anyway, this song, of course, is Sugar, Sugar by the Archies, Breakthrough Entertainment's Easter special. This segment is brought to everyone by
Alexander's All Care Automotive. And if you have honey, meaning you're driving with your honey and you're not paying attention and you need some car repairs, go see Alexander's All Care Automotive, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 3310 East Thomas Road, Phoenix, 602-956-3781, 602-956-3781. You won't regret it. He's just a nice guy, but...
And if you tell him that Dave sent you, he might put a little sugar on it, too.
Yeah, he may, or put a bow on it. I'm not sure. So we'll see what happens.
Well, you know what? What is in marshmallows? Sugar?
Yes.
Yeah, sugar in marshmallows?
I think it is, usually, right?
Well, let's ask a marshmallow expert, Amy Trout Hughes. Thank you so much for joining us. Amy?
She's on hold.
Eric, we need Amy.
We're holding Amy. Amy, see, it's Easter, and we just love you.
Amy.
Can she hear us now?
She's on hold.
It's like a cell phone. Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
No, there she's not. There she is. Hi, Amy.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, we just had to give you a nice long hug. That's all. In the Easter spirit. We were just holding you for a little while.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
Now you're from Marshmallow MBA. Now, what is the MBA part of that?
So I actually went to business school and... When we started talking about making candy, a friend of mine, I've made candy for 10 years, just for friends and family.
Oh,
and
nice.
About 6 months ago, a friend of mine said to me, I don't know why you're not just selling these. You could be the Marshmallow MBA. And the name stuck.
Sounds like a fluff piece to me.
A little fluff piece. Yeah.
Wow! You know, and now we've got three different types of your marshmallows, three of your favorite flavors here in front of us, and I want to try the candied ginger first. That's the lighter colored one, Dave and Tricia. That's the one.
I love candied ginger.
Yeah.
So I love ginger. I used to go out with her. Okay. Oh,
that's good.
Oh, that is good.
Wow.
Mm.
Wow. So tell us a little bit.
Very
about...
good.
You know, how you come up with these flavors, because we'll tell our listeners in a moment. We'll also try the cotton candy and the Naughty Girl Scout. Is that what you call it?
Oh.
That's our working title, yes, our Naughty Girl Scout, which is chocolate mint.
Okay.
Oh.
And that's just a portion of the flavors that you have. But so
right.
Go ahead and tell us how you come up with the flavors.
Sure. Combination of things. I mean, some things are going to be obvious. Vanilla marshmallow. I think everybody thinks of a vanilla marshmallow just because that's what you see commercially.
Mm-hmm.
And then because the bases, all of our marshmallows right now are based either on a sugar base, a syrup base, and whether that's going to be corn syrup, rice syrup, or honey. We were talking about honey earlier. We also do some with honey. that takes flavors so easily. We also have a whole line that we base on milk because we know that we have friends who have sensitivity to corn syrup. Mm-hmm. So we, I studied in Italy, and there is an Italian marshmallow recipe from Florence that's based on milk. And so we do a whole line based on milk.
Wow. I love Firenze.
Oh, my favorite city in Italy. My absolute favorite city in Italy. Yeah. So any flavor that we have liked in candy, we have sort of played with. I work on the marshmallows with my roommate from undergrad. She and I are making these together. And her flavor profile and my flavor profile tend to be really different, which is fun because she will veer towards more of the traditional sweet profile and kid-friendly. And then after a couple glasses of wine, we may veer a little more adult-friendly. So there is a whole opportunity here for cocktail-based marshmallows. Hence the Naughty Girl Scout that you've got there with you. But so we play around with different things, whether it's fruit, whether it's nuts, other sweets that are out there, and then some things that you wouldn't necessarily think of. We did a bourbon-based marshmallow, which quite frankly has been amazingly popular. We toasted it and had people banging on the door, and then up to the bourbon in it and said, don't get it too close to open flame. So we may have teetered on the edge of how much adult beverage we want to add to the marshmallows.
Well, now, Amy, we're gonna try one of the kid marshmallows here. The okay. Cotton candy, okay?
The cotton candy.
So Dave and I are going to try this. And, Trisha, I think you got another question there, right?
Yes. Mm. So what, because you did candy making for your friends and family, I'm assuming your candy making was not just marshmallows. What made you decide to have that niche market of marshmallows?
You know, it was different. I make terrible fudge. There's two things I can't make. I can't make fudge and I can't make pie crust. So when we got into marshmallows, it was one of those things that's just different. It's just different enough that people don't think about it. And as we looked around, we said, well, you can also do so many things with it. Whether, you know, you all got just plain cut squares. And that's an easy way to box. It's an easy way to go. But you can also pipe marshmallows. You can stiffen them up a little more and roll them out. We're looking at a kid's line that we could do that would be edible Play-Doh using marshmallows.
You said kid's vine, not wine.
Kids line. That's all right,
vine,
Dave. Which one? Were you eating the Naughty Girl Scout?
Dave, don't get ahead of us.
Oh.
Wow. Well, I mean, this is delicious. And so tell us, how do you make a marshmallow?
So it involves, it's chemistry. So it's sugar in two forms. Mm-hmm. Granulated sugar and then a syrup of some type, whether it's milk-based or whether it's a liquid sugar-based, and then gelatin in different proportions, and then flavoring.
Wow.
And you get involved then with the stove and get involved with the mixer, and at 3 o'clock in the morning you pray that everything worked out right, because when you flip it out of the pan and go to cut it, you want to know that it all worked.
Now we've got to make sure that we try this Naughty Girl Scout. Now.
And we do want to clarify, it's a marshmallow.
It is a marshmallow.
Yes. It's basically.
So what makes it naughty?
Let's taste it.
We use cream de menthe in this one.
Ooh.
So, and with a number of our flavors, we're infusing our own extract. So we're using a vodka base and then infusing them with our own flavoring. It will leave a trace amount of alcohol, but if you leave the box open.
You know, after eating this, I feel like talking like Austin Powers. Oh, behave.
This one, I have to say, out of the three, this one's my favorite.
It is.
It's really delicious.
It would be. You love the Naughty Girl Scouts.
Right. I was known as a Naughty Girl Scout once.
Oh, really? Tell us about that.
It seems to be a really good way to go.
Eric knows there's a girl out at the candy store here in Phoenix.
Any Naughty Girl Scouts there, Eric?
They're all naughty, Dave.
Well, so Amy Trout Hughes, before we run out of time, where
cost $5 to talk to each one of them.
Marshmallow,
really? Oh.
Calm down, everyone. Marshmallow MBA, is that the website? Marshmallow MBA.
Yeah, it's marshmallowmba.com. We ship nationwide. The only time that we're not shipping is July and August, and we're only doing local deliveries then. But otherwise, we will ship nationwide. We're also on Facebook, and we're on Twitter.
Wow. Nicely done. This is delicious.
Yes. Now, I am curious about the Play-Doh because I am a grandma.
So, okay.
So marshmallow Play-Doh. Marshmallows tend, for me, to get your fingers really sticky. So how are you able to combat that?
Not too bad.
It's not that bad.
Well, it involves some cornstarch and a little more chemistry. And if I told you the secret...
You'd have to shoot me.
Well, no.
she would candy you.
No, I totally understand that you can't, but that, so you have figured it out.
Yeah.
Impressive.
Oh,
no
she's
wonder.
Got an MBA,
well,
huh?
I was gonna say, yeah, but yeah, the MBA have, is business. That's not
yeah,
chemistry.
We have five product lines we're working on right now in addition to that one. We're working on a vegan marshmallow line, which we're hoping to have ready by the end of April. We're working on one for dog treats.
Mm. Oh, nice.
And cat treats because, you know, you have both. And then as we investigate, we're also looking at an opportunity to get into some alternative edibles.
Nice, wow, nice.
Well,
cool.
These are delicious. Amy Trout Hughes, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
And have a great Easter.
And this is thank Breakthrough you. Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
Sugar Shack, Jimmy Gilmer and the Fireballs.
And we'll be right back.
Sugar Shack. Whoa, baby, do that sugar shack. There's this cute little girlie, she's a working there. A black leotard and her feet are bare. I'm gonna drink a lot of coffee, spend a little cash, make that girl love me when I put on some trash. You can understand why I've gotta get back up to that sugar shack. Whoa, baby, do that sugar shack.